most of the so-called relationship is just like an acquaintance. You know, but you know only the surface. You know only the physical. That is safe. The physical is safe because you don't need to go deeper. To go deeper is risky. Sex is very, anybody can do it. Even that is not safe now because you can get AIDS or anything like that. But anybody can do it very easily. Love is very different story. To me, just on the surface, it doesn't take much. And this is what people call relationship. And that's why they never get satisfied also. You have to go deeper. And that deeper can only happen when there is trust. When you start allowing the beloved deeper in, then a deeper meeting happens which is beyond the physical. That is what is happening here again and again. First, maybe the body feels it because you are so identified with the body. You feel alive. You feel a new energy. Maybe a sexual energy. You start waking up because the master is life. It is energy. Then the mind starts opening up. You start understanding. You start seeing. You start getting amazing new ideas. More creativity comes up, more poetry, more beauty. The mind starts getting more refined. Then the heart. And if the heart opens up, that is very, very seldom in the world. It can only open up when there is no more fear. Then when the heart opens, then you can meet center to center. Who can do that? It's only the personalities or the physical that normally meets. That's why all the conflict. If somebody really loves, a true lover, he will do everything to try to push you there. So the meeting can happen there. Because he knows that is the only thing that is will satisfy you. Beyond the physical, beyond the mind, in the heart. And that's why this relationship, guru-master relationship, goes beyond any relationship. Because there you feel nurtured, there you can relax. There you have the trust to open up. And only when center to center meets, then love is there. You don't need to protect yourself. Otherwise, so many games happens, so much fear happens, so many trips happens in the so-called relationships. Because nobody meets center to center. If you meet there, but that is very risky. Love is a very, very unusual flower. And then if two person meets from that center, then it's a totally different story. Then you have a different foundation then. Otherwise, it's a very shaky foundation. Just a meeting on the surface. no depth. And people can live like that their whole life. And you can get used to it. You have never met deeper. Then it's the normal way. If the centers meet, then it becomes a totally different flowering then. Then something else can happen. And if that meetings, if those two also is open for each other from both sides, then very beautiful. But that is very, very unique. That you don't only meet center to center with an open heart. You also fall in tune, you have the same interests. And on top of it, maybe enjoy each other's physical bodies. Very, very unique. Very, very difficult. That's why to meet in the physical, very easy. No awareness. To meet deeper, it takes much more awareness. And you have to be much more unprotected. That you can only do if there is trust there. Otherwise, you could never let anybody in. And love is what is satisfying. That's why I say again and again, the more aware you get, be more and more aware with whom you spend your time and energy with. Because even if you open up for what? Is there any consciousness there? Is there any awareness there? Is there any love there? And sometimes it happens when people are innocent, you open up. But there is no awareness from the other partner how to take care of that opening. And that's why it's very, very unusual that people really open up. Here you open up because you trust. Because you love. But where do you find that love in the world? When those centers in that innocent love, where that is just love, when they meet, then everything else starts falling in tune. Because you start working from the center. You have seen a different reality. No, there is trust because you know, you have felt it. If you haven't felt it, how can there be any trust? How can there be any understanding? If it's just from the mental, if it's just from the physical, if it's just from the head. But these things you understand and see only when you have had an experience of it, when that you start feeling, when you have allowed to take that risk to open, then a whole new door starts happening, a whole new dimension that you have to explore. And then it's very, very difficult to do the old stupid things then, because this is much more precious. It brings awareness. And if anybody have love, you don't need any meditation, you don't need any prayer. Love is the meditation, love is the prayer. Because it is open, it is trust. It is surrender. Jaya Jaya Shani Durga Jaya 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 Hali Jaya Jaya Sometimes the phantom goes to the city, you know. They have this cartoon, the phantom. He lives in the deep jungles. The phantom, huh? There he lives with the pygmies and the wild people. And he helps the poor and the downtrodden. But sometimes, only sometimes, he has to dress up like an ordinary man and go to town. Maybe he has some shopping, some special coffee, you know, something he needs to get. You know, sometimes things we don't get in the jungle. You know, some mangoes. Because how long can you just eat those things with the pygmies then? No? So even phantom, even the phantom gets... Or maybe new movie he heard about now in the internet and all this. And he tried to sneak in. He puts on a big coat and a hat, sunglasses. And he looks, or he thinks he looks like everybody else. Because this is in Africa and everybody just goes in short and half sleep. And he goes with a big coat. So everybody knows that's the phantom. But he thinks he's in hiding. And if you're in doubt, then you can look in his ring, because there is a ring with a dead skull on that he hits the bad people, and they get that in their face. Then when he has done his shopping, gone to the movie, then he goes back, and his dog is always on the side. Rex is on the side. German Shepherd. And if that can't come into the grocery store or anything, then you have the rat of the Fantoma. Then he goes back into the jungle, takes off his jacket, takes off his hat, and relax. And he always said, "Oh, it's good to be back." It was sure hot. First that Superman suit, and then a jacket in the African summer. And big boots he have also. Big army boots. The many of these superheroes, very strange people. But Suniti, you say, "Tears of joy, bliss is rising me up, touching the gods, my heart burns, my body wants your touch, beautiful man, my hero, my God, my guardian angel, my lover, a moment crossing your eyes, an eternal ecstasy of my soul, fire of love, wind of light, only be with you, my existence is melting in yours, oh my God, I'm in love, body screaming, desire for your touch, if it's not yours, my soul is being sold. Please don't leave me, mi amor." "I travel all over the world, found rock stars, actors, poets, princes, the most beautiful one, power and gold, sorrow was only in my soul. Know that I found you, I can be complete again, I'm healing. Don't let existence tear us apart. Everything I dreamed and fantasized is you, all I could ever imagine. It was nothing compared to you. Yes, this all, that's how it is, no? All the whole world and rock stars and actors and poets and princes and the most beautiful and the power and the gold and the money, nothing will satisfy you. All that is easy. Because it's just on the surface. You have to go deeper to find peace. And the more peace, the more you find, the less can this disturb you. Be happy, you've done that, you see now. This is what people dreaming about, no? But only the appearance. What prince is really a prince? Huh? What prince is really a prince? Huh? What queen is really a queen? It's not so easy. Queen comes from the inside, then you will know you a queen then. Rock stars, movie stars, they have this, the rock stars, no? Groupies, no? The groupies, they're following them on the road, no? And then the rock stars, oh, I had 500 women or another crust there, and all the women rock stars, 500 men, then, they are empty souls, no, empty ghosts, hungry ghosts. They never get satisfied. You have to go deeper for satisfaction. It's not so easy. Everybody, this is everybody dream about being a movie actor, a prince, a rock star. And the ones who are, they are just hungry ghosts. Hungry ghost star. They have no peace. They have no understanding. You have to go deeper. Then satisfaction comes. Bliss is freedom. Bliss is freedom. And bliss comes when you let go of all that. That is the price of bliss. That is the price. Break me again and again. In this pain, I'm free. Beauty surrounds me. If I look at you, it is an explosion in my soul. In your lap, I can finally die. That is a good place to die. Even animals can get enlightened in the lap of the enlightened one, no? They have beautiful story. Ramana, his cow Lakshmi, he had a cow in the ashram. I've been there. He has even a samadhi, a grave for the cow in the ashram. And then when the cow was dying, then the cow came to Ramana and put the head in the lap and died. And then Ramana said, no, he will be enlightened in the next life. If you die in the lap, even a cow, then you gain freedom. Not the bad place to die. Not the bad place to die. That's what Rumi says, no, die, die inside this love and rise in spirit. Die, die, and cut the ego's rope. that holds you prisoner. Die before the beautiful one, and you will become mighty. Die, die, and rise out of this cloud. You will shine like the glorious moon. Be silent, be silent. Hey, Ma Durga. Durga. Jai Ma Durga. Beloved Master, I feel so blessed, so blessed. I will be stumbling home on Thursday, so I will have to continue the work without you for a while. No. But it's not really without you anymore.
That's right.
I will keep on putting my head against your chest to listen to your heart. I will keep my heart tuned in, will remember to laugh when I'm taking my stories too seriously, and will go on nurturing, inviting this silent space and this love into this life, cleaning up the house so it becomes the temple again it once was. Happily cleaning up, so that the next time I sit at your feet, there will be less garbage, less pollution. Don't worry, Mukti, I have no problem with you. So that I will be truly ready, available, and able to receive what you are giving. I feel I go covered with flowers and wisdom, hoping to integrate them more and more, one by one. Flowers of contentment, patience, and trust. I am truly blessed. Thank you. Love you. Mukti. Yes, you are. Dear Swaha, thank you for showing the way to the real. What is there left to say? Imagination is the diamond thief. Vigilance is the Buddha's best friend. Thank you, love, Rohan. Very good, Rohan. Imagination is the diamond thief, yeah. Imagination, it manages to steal the diamond that is there, huh? It's looking somewhere else, no? Vigilance is Buddha's best friend. Vigilance, that is the way of the Buddha, to be alert, watchful. But I will like to put something else there also, vigilance and love. Don't forget the love. If love is there, then vigilance is more easy then. otherwise vigilance can be kind of effort. When love is there, then you know what you protect then. Huh? That no thieves comes into the temple. P.S. Could you speak on meditation? What we should look out for on this path and how we should walk it? But Ruan, are you leaving now? I'm talking every day. You just have to come back. I will be happy to sit there for the rest of my life talking about meditation. That's all what I'm talking about. The subject today is love. And every day for the rest of my life. So I can speak, but I will read you something that Buddha said. And I can say you something, how we should walk this path. Walk slowly, then you won't stumble. Only when you run around, then you stumble. Then you fall and then you break, you hurt yourself. So walk slow, walk alert, take your time, be aware where you're going, be present. Then you won't fall into any ditch. Then you will see the rocks on the path and you step over them. No awareness, that's the path of the Buddhas. Buddha said, we are what we think. All that we are arises with our thoughts. With our thoughts we make the world. That's why Papaji say, don't think. We are what we think. All that we are arises with our thoughts. With our thoughts we make the world. Then no thoughts, no world then. Just love, just peace. No problem. In the world, so many problems. In the world of thoughts. Speak or act with an impure mind and trouble will follow you. As the wheel follows the ox that draws the cart. And what is an impure mind for a Buddha? That is to be identified with the mind. Otherwise, the mind is fine. If you are the master, the mind is beautiful. An impure mind, that is one that is ruling over the master. Unconsciousness is impurity. Consciousness is purity. We are what we think. All that we are arises with our thoughts. With our thoughts we make the world. Speak or act with a pure mind, and happiness will follow you as your shadow, unshakable. So beautiful, no? Speak or act with a pure mind. What is a pure mind? That is consciousness, awareness, love. Speak from your heart, speak the truth, stand up for the truth, live in the right way. Be devoted to the holy way, to the right path. And happiness will follow you as your shadow, unshakable. Wherever you go, it will follow. How can you get rid of your shadow? That is the outcome of being conscious, of following the path of love, of awareness. Look how he abused me and beat me, how he threw me down and robbed me. Live with such thoughts and you live in hate. Look how he abused me and beat me, how he threw me down and robbed me. abandon such thoughts and live in love. Again and again, remind yourself, don't get involved in these hateful thoughts, this ugly mind. Come back to the heart. In this world, hate never yet dispelled hate. Only love dispels hate. Only love dispels hate. And what is hate? That's the mind then. That's the ego. That's separation. Only love. Only love heals. Only love unites. This is the law, ancient and inexhaustible. This is how it is. This is the Dhamma. This is the truth. This is the law, inexhaustible. You too shall pass away. Knowing this, how can you quarrel? You too will pass away. You too will die. How can you quarrel? And especially Buddha says, how can you quarrel here? You are listening to me. How can you listen to your mind or give up? How can you quarrel? Be silent. Be receptive. Knowing this, how can you quarrel? You will die. Find something else. Go deeper than the mind. How easily the wind overturns a frail tree. Seek happiness in the senses, indulge in food and sleep, and you too will be uprooted. You too will be dry if you just lose yourself into the darkness, into the unconscious. If you're not the master over your senses, how easily the wind overturns a frail tree. Suddenly it's there, laying in the grass, and the roots are sticking up, because very frail. Seek happiness in the senses, indulge in food and sleep, and you too will be uprooted. He's saying go deeper. Then you will find real food, real nourishment, something to get really strong, settled. The wind cannot overturn a mountain. That's the other side. The wind can easily overturn a frail tree. The wind cannot overturn a mountain. How can the wind overturn the mountain, no? The mountain says, blow more. Is that all you got? Test me. Unshakable it is, the mountain. Temptation cannot touch the man who is awake, strong and humble, who masters himself and minds the law. If a man's thoughts are muddy, if he is reckless and full of deceit, how can he wear the yellow robe? How can he wear the yellow robe? How can he be a sannyasin? How can he be one of my disciples, Buddha says? Because the Buddhist who was with Buddha, they had yellow robes, no? Like in India, they have orange robe, the sannyasins, the sadhus. Buddha says, if a man's thoughts are muddy, if he is reckless and full of deceit, how can he wear the yellow robe? You have to be worthy enough to wear the yellow robe. It's not enough just to put on a yellow robe and get the new name. You have to be worthy of it. It takes vigilance, it takes awareness, it takes dedication, it takes meditation, it takes trust. It takes understanding. But whoever is a master of his own nature, bright, clear, and true, he may indeed wear the yellow robe. Whoever is a master of his own nature, bright, clear, and true, he might indeed wear the yellow robe. He you may follow, for he is the way, beyond the way. This is the right people to guide you, who has found the way. Whoever is a master of his own nature, bright, clear, and true, he may indeed wear the yellow robe. That is what I call the natural man, the natural one. He's coming back. You can trust him. He can wear the yellow robe and he can wear no robe, or he can wear red or black or white. Who cares? Be aware of the mind and walk alert. That is more than enough practice. Come back to the center. Be steady as a mountain. Take with you that mountain. It will ground you. Or a flower. Beloved Master, just to say I'm very grateful to be here with you. This satsang today touched me deeply. I could see you not only as my master, but also as someone who once was a seeker, like us, and the tremendous love you have for your master, a love so immense that you have drowned in it. I remember when I first met you, and I recognized your light, seeing you sitting like a Buddha under a tree. I could not believe it was actually happening. I was in front of a living Buddha, someone who has found peace. One day later, I asked for sannyas from you, under that tree, and you compassionately gave sannyas to me. Under the tree, no, Ram? When was that? Just stay, don't. Just
stay. 10 years ago.
More than 10 years ago, no?
It was 99.
But back then you were saying that you were no master, just a fellow traveler. I felt sorry for it because I really needed a master. And you seemed to fit perfectly the dream I had for a master. Thank you very much for having accepted to play this role for us. I am forever grateful. I love you, Ram. P.S. I never got paper with my name. Would it be possible to get one now? I'm still saying that I'm just a fellow traveler. Maybe master fellow traveler. Whatever happens is happening. And that you are forever grateful, that is great. Then everybody is happy then. So you know you don't need to feel sorry for it, because you really needed the master. You got the master, now look how it went now. You finished also now. That's how it goes. These masters, they're dangerous. You all gonna end up like that. It was finished. If you haven't yet, prepare yourself. You don't need anything, just the pillow you need, just the pillow you need to relax. Just relax. There is nothing to do except accept. Accept things as they are. Then everything falls into place then. Aum Shanti.